Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay.
Man, we got to do an episode with you and KP on that.
Sure.
Man, you done put this nigga name in some of the coldest lands. Even before I ever knew who this nigga was, I still felt like he was a cool-ass nigga.
Right. Hey, man, the least I could do for the motherfucker who got me off my bike selling crack on Bankhead, man. You know man. What I'm saying? That's the least I could do.
But you know how that shit be. You hear, once you listen to a certain artist so many times,
right,
and you start hearing the name drop, you be like, yeah, that's his partner, KP. I know. He a cool-ass nigga. He don't listen to nobody but like, Cat, like, KT, like, and
listen,
KP.
Like, listen to Cat and Money, you know Beatrice.
Yeah, most
you
of
know
them.
I mean? We'll Beatrice, man. Yeah, right, man.
Y'all been partners for a long time, though, man. What does it feel like to know that after all of this success and all these years in your career, you still got your day ones down, and they still at arm's length, bro. And y'all ain't fell out, and everybody right there in place, man.
It feels about right. I mean, like, all the people that I, when we lock in, you know what
yeah.
I mean? All the people that I had around me is still around me.
Well, that's a testament to you as a person, because, you know, money will end a fucking
I think it's a testament to them as people.
Most definitely.
It's been other people that came and went, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's more of a testament to them as people.
Yeah. That's, man, it's just dope as hell that you done stopped through here.
Man,
fuck
thank
with
you.
Us.
And I just
want to
thank
movies.
You, too, as a fan of your music, you know, with I'm Serious. That was my first album I ever purchased with my own
what?
Money. The first album was that I purchased that album.
You look
two,
so
three
much
times.
Younger than that. Damn, I couldn't imagine. How old were you?
I was in elementary school.
What?
That's your most slept on album.
Yeah.
I don't know
being
how
from Atlanta.
I don't know how that shit didn't work.
I heard my homegirl.
It worked.
Baby daddy.
It worked.
I do. I know how it do.
That motherfucker's still getting played around the city today. It can't.
Doing baby sticky baby.
Man, all of this. Still getting played in the flame.
Right now.
So the thing is, bro. So okay, I'm fresh out the street, fresh out the trap. I'm serious. When I got a record deal and they say, okay, they work on the album. This is the first time I had unlimited resources to go in the studio and just make whatever kind of song I want to make, work with whatever kind of producer I want to work with. So I'm really just seeing all the different tricks I can do. I'm doing every kind of song. We doing Calypso. We got a little
jazzy,
you know
babe.
What I'm saying? We doing everything. We got, hey, man, come on, man, let's do it. And I don't think there was a lot of solidified, focused direction. You know what I mean? We had some pockets, some songs that were direct, that had direction, but I could see how it was a little all over the place, which a lot of people don't really understand how sporadic my creative spirit is. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, I'm talking about an album, talking about some music.
Comedy.
I'm talking about, you know, comedy, stand-up comedy. I'm talking about
fatherhood,
like so much stuff we're talking about.
TV, yeah.
Like, so all of my creative energy is so sporadic and all over the place that I can understand how motherfucker like, man, I can't wrap my mind around this shit.
Now, you
I
summed it up perfectly on The Breakfast Club when you said, motherfucker, I'm all love.
Right.
But
right.
It's the truth.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But have you as an artist at times struggled to pick which one you should be leaning into at the time? Because it could be hard to redirect and hone in on that focus yourself.
Certain periods and times in my life and my career I have, but right now, I have a great idea of what I should and shouldn't be doing. You know what I mean? Like this is probably the most present I've been, you know what I mean? Cause success is like a deep sleep.
It's like a deep sleep?
Yeah, when you're real successful, like I'd imagine, you and DC and Chico, I'd imagine, you know, people be talking to y'all, you know how when you talking to somebody and they nodding off, but they responding.
That's
how success is. You know what I mean? Like when you really on fire like that and you the hottest shit in the world, you don't hear what nobody's saying. You know what I mean? And you just doing what you want to do, and it ain't until you get used to it and it start to kind of, the smoke clear and it levels out. And you'd be like, damn, that happened? I said, what? For real? You know what I mean? And, you know, I think once you sustain it and maintain it for a certain amount of time, it comes back to your understanding and you have a clear vision of exactly what needs to happen.
Well, man, before we wrap this up, I speak for me and my lady when I say, thank you for giving us the opportunity as fans to get to know Tip. Not T.I.
Uh-huh.
It's a difference.
The real T.I.
And I didn't even recognize that it was a difference until one day, you might not even remember this, we were sitting in the studio and we were talking about the T.I. and the Tip shit, and you were like, man, that ain't even my fucking name. People who know me don't call me no fucking T.I. Yeah. My name Tip. My name Ben Tip. And I was like, the more I was around you, I was like, okay.
This Tip.
All right, okay. But I see the difference.
We're not just finna glade pad the fact that you said you and your lady.
Yeah. Everybody know that's my lady. This been my lady for
I had no idea.
Bro, let me tell you right quick before we wrap up.
When I first started doing comedy. You just threw that out there and just kept moving.
No.
I didn't know that.
This was my first lady.
What?
Bro, when I first
we've
been dealing with each other since
I met this man at Uptown 2009,
bro.
What?
Literally.
Okay, man, congratulations to y'all.
Yeah, this a whole full circle. Love. And that's why she said it was crazy.
I should have had my own.
That's why I was saying it was crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I was a third wheel.
Hey, Tiny.
You
wanna pop in before we wrap? Come say what's up one time. Well, don't then.
Huh?
I said, you can come in and say what's up.
Yeah, that's why I was saying it was crazy how we back again. Come on and join us,
Queen. So, Leah, when she said it was crazy that that moment at the studio, do you know that was like the beginning of the pandemic, and that was the longest that me and her went without talking to each other.
And we saw, was it that?
Look at expeditiously bringing love back together. All right.
We just got joined by another special guest.
How you doing, Queen?
Miss Tiny is in here with us today.
Another musician legend.
When I heard you say my lady.
And that is my lady. She been knowing this.
Did you know that?
I did not know.
I had no idea.
Because we never were, like, really public. We both was on the grind, just chasing our own dreams. So it was like, we going to figure it out. We hadn't really figured it out yet, but now we figuring it out.
Yeah, she been running around here trying to act like she ain't my lady for the long time.
You know,
yeah.
Mine did that too for a little while.
You know
well,
how
I was gonna ask Tiny, since we talking about black love, like, what's some of them?
Hold up, Tip gotta go on stage.
Yeah.
That's what they telling me, you gotta go hit the stage.
Okay.
All right. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah,
I'm here for this. I had no idea. I mean, but if there's some money for me somehow, I wanna be there to receive. Sit still.
No, they were telling. They were saying we had a.
I think it was to make sure he was good.
Yeah, they told me to go get in the cart, so I think he's supposed to be going.
We good? All right, bet. Go ahead with your next one.
I did want to ask, because you said, like, it definitely puts a strain on your relationship. Were there any things that y'all implemented early on? Like, give us some game on how you could be like, let's put this in place so the industry doesn't put unnecessary strain on us. Like, what can we do in-house?
I think it's just knowing what your relationship is about.
Man, cut your phone off.
Huh?
Really? Cut your phone off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? A lot of bad information won't even make it to you. A lot of bad energy, a lot of doubt, a lot of hate. Just put your phone down.
It's hard to put your phone down, though. I mean, these days, since he don't have no, you know, Instagram and stuff, he think it's real easy. But he stay on his phone, even though he still don't.
I have
you
the
know
business.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he got all the stuff that's on Instagram still coming to him. Oh, they sent this to me, but you still getting all the news.
Right.
No, I don't get all the news, baby. I get the news to make it way to me. I don't have to go out there fishing for it, waiting on it to hit me in the head. But that's the way, that's just my, she may have a different.
I want to say, what's one of yours that you like, let's put this in place? Here's to put the phone down. What's something that you feel like you need?
I mean, I just think it's about, you know, knowing who your partner is, you know what I'm saying? And you just gotta know, you gotta just be strong on knowing, like, this is what it is with me and him, and knowing if it's really real. Because, I mean, to me, I feel like, you know, to keep a relationship strong, each person has to fight for it. You know what I'm saying? So that's.
I love it. And fighting at the same time. Fighting for it.
You don't always fight at the same time.
This little girl right here is so.
You don't.
Funny.
No, not all the time.
Yeah, how you don't always fight at the same time. But when we fight at the same time, that's when it really works.
Yeah, it do, but how do you keep? Because I
but
feel like that's been
one
me
of you
got to
fight harder, because the other one ain't fighting. So one of you got to fight harder.
So you just step up. You see the other person can't fight as hard right now, so you just step up and overcompensate for that. Because I feel like that's where we lost it. Going on 13 years of dealing with each other back and forth.
But that's what a relationship is. One of y'all is ready, the other one ain't ready, and the other one ready, and you ain't ready, and then you find yourself at a place where, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Tip. I done broke up with this woman 10 summers straight.
We do this every summer. No, but
I come back, I check the trap, you still on bullshit. Ah, shit, I gotta leave. Come back, she caught me fucking up this time. Leave and come back, ain't nobody fucking up. We both gonna fuck up. It's, hey man, we about two fuck ups away.
Hey man,
I think we can about two fuck ups away.
But I'm gonna tell you this, you will never find a couple 50 years in that don't have them stories.
Right.
All you seeing is the picture they took on their 50th anniversary. You didn't see the other 49 years
exactly
that got them there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things have to be overcame. A lot of things have to be endured. There's a lot to withstand to make it to a place where you reach a 50-year milestone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was just looking
up.
I saw your little one
over
there.
You know, in the early days, too fast, you won't meet the sweet spot to where you are later on down.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't leave before the magic happens.
You right.
You feel me?
You right.
How do you get, like, you know, it's so many.
Just don't go nowhere.
Okay.
That's how you do it. Just don't go nowhere.
Just don't go nowhere.
Just don't go nowhere.
Now, see, I saw the little one over. This little girl is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I see her cooking show she got with her cousin. Yeah. And she do cooking, and she'll just bust out singing just out of nowhere. Yeah. I think that little girl is so funny, man. Yeah. Little Aries, how you doing?
That's my baby.
She was just like, I'm ready to go. I was like, but they talking about your brother. She said, why aren't they talking about me?
She know what's up. She knows she the next star in line. That's dope. No, but one thing about marriage, I feel like we only, like you said, see the picture, the glitz and the glam. But what's something y'all wish people knew more about marriage that could possibly, like, help bring or keep black marriages going strong 50, 60 years?
Ooh, that's tip question right there. Go ahead, baby.
What you wish they knew about marriage for real? Not the glitz and the glam, but how to make it customizable.
I wish they knew more about their own marriage than they did about mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, just minding your own business will take you so far.
Right.
Comparison is the thief of joy. Mm.
Preach.
You can't enjoy what you got going on if you comparing it to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might have a great conversation or a great communication aspect in y'all relationship, but here you is comparing to somebody else. Oh, they so affectionate. They so, you know, they, he gives such good gifts. She brings him lunch to his job. But they not communicate. All they doing is the things you see them doing.
Right.
You don't see the other stuff that's not being done. Don't compare yourself to nothing. Be the change that you want to see. If you see somebody else doing something that you want to see in your life, then start doing that.
Yeah.
Don't just get to comparing yourself to other stuff, because that pulls attention away from what you need to be focusing on in your own situation. And I'm a shut up.
You could just drop the mic right there. You ain't said nothing but some hot shit in the truth.
That's real, though. No, but Tiny, it's like I said, 50 years of hip-hop. You a legend yourself. You've been on tour yourself. Like, how does that feel to be like... Like, did you know starting out that hip-hop would take it this far, that skate would make it this far, that you as a self, that, you know, everything that you've done on your own would go this far? Like, what's been some of your favorite moments through this journey?
I mean, for me, some of my favorite moments would be just, you know, being that we had broke up for like 17 years and we came back. And we were able to do things that we never done when we first put our records out. When we had actually hit records on the chart, we never like did sold out arenas on our own. We was always like, you know, an opening act or something.
Co-headline
of a tour.
Yeah.
You know, we did a lot of tours with R. Kelly at the time. So, you know.
Oh. Okay, then.
Some of the best shows you probably ever seen back in the 90s.
We can't piss on that. Now.
Damn sure. We just gonna have to cut it after their performance. We can only watch that tape till Escape get done.
That's legendary, though. That was huge at the time.
And, you know, so coming back 17 years later, we were able to sell out arenas and also have, you know, it was our own tour. It was called the Great Escape Tour. We've never done that before. And, you know, I guess the range of our audience went from 7 to 70. We had 7-year-olds at our tour, and also 70. So it's a wider range, you know what I'm saying?
That's
Tiny, me and Bree were talking about this earlier. We want to ask both of y'all, because y'all both are well-established artists who have written hits for other people, not just regular shit they put on the album. These were some of their biggest songs. What does it feel like as a creative person to create at the same level for someone else as you would for yourself?
Right. Mm.
For me, I mean, it was a great feeling. I think it was one of the best things we could have ever did, because at the time, me and Candy wrote this song for our project. Me and Candy was doing a project called Cat, K-A-T, for Candy and Tiny. And it was one of the songs that we wrote for ourselves. And, you know, I think Tony Mercedes ended up taking it to L.A. Reid, and, you know, they ended up loving it and was like, yo, we want to cut this on TLC. And for a moment, we were like, no, this is our song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, she's talking about the very successful, the very lucrative No Scrubs.
You don't know. Right.
And, you know, so that was one of the best things we could have did. You know, our background vocals are still on the song. And, you know. it's still a very lucrative song. It's still, you know, continuing to make money. Ed Sheeran recorded it. I think Doja Cat. What's her name? No, it's not Doja Cat. Dolce. A few other people. I mean, like, the song.
I just see the money. I don't know who.
You know what I'm saying?
I get the checks.
But you're the wrong hits for people, too.
Nah, I take the checks. The check come to the mailbox. I say, baby, look what we got. Look what we got. Ain't God good.
He is.
Right. Now, as a writer, you know, it's a lot different. The music now is way different from what it was, you know, back in the day. Do you feel like it's not as... it's just too much. Do you think that the women now are just putting too much out there? Are we not leaving enough to the imagination? Like, it used to be way more subtle back in the day.
Yeah, I think back in the day it was a little more passion, a little more love, a lot more love. You know what I'm saying? A lot more love-driven than it is today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not to say that it's, you know, it's not cool, but it's just... which is just a different vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, I think what she means to say is, at the end of the day, we support whatever keep them from breaking in our house. So whatever everybody get to do to get them the success, to keep them from breaking in our house, you keep doing that, and we're going to keep doing us, and everybody will be happy.
Well, look, man, you and your wife won Atlanta's favorite couples.
Man, thank you.
Hip hop's favorite couples.
Thank you.
And we need y'all to keep doing this shit and giving us that example that it can work, man.
We gotta go to Trap City and have like
dinner. Man, you got to.
Yeah. On karaoke night.
Yeah, huh?
No, I'm karaoke.
Okay. Oh, you ain't been. We gonna pull up at the black house.
She ain't pulled up to the black house. Got
yet.
To get to the black house.
Man, most definitely.
What we gonna do?
Sure.
We're gonna do a comedy night.
Something.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. We used to do like try to set up our own little comedy night at the Black House.
We'd have had comedy nights, though. Yeah.
And I ain't been.
That'd be cute.
You ain't been.
And I'm a motherfucker on that mic. You know that.
Let me tell you something, though. But you be booked and busy.
I'll make sure.
I'm just telling you.
We got space at the Black House.
Oh, and I want everybody to ask for space.
We are the champions.
Let's go.
We don't want to break y'all. Look,
Bree, you ever seen Step Brothers?
Yeah.
When you go over Tip and Tiny House, there's so much activities to do.
So much to do.
Yeah, so much room for activities.
I learned how to play spades in the flame.
Just long
as
we ain't got the double date, we need some more people though. Besides just y'all.
Okay.
We don't need to be double dating.
Yeah.
Because people like us don't need to double date with folk who just getting back together and still cute. And you know what I mean? No, I don't know.
I feel like we passed that stage. Mm-mm. We old folks.
We
now.
Need somebody who can argue. Who got the, you know what I mean? Who sick of each other a little bit.
Oh, you
we
heard need two of the
We need
two
you
of
to
the
sick
greatest.
Each other a little bit. You know what
we
mean?
Don't agree about
we need
shit.
We need like Rashida and Kirk.
It's always a debate.
Krishan and Blueface.
We the great debaters.
We are Krishan and Blueface without the violence.
Without the violence.
Yeah, we don't
and
do
all
the violence.
Babies.
Man,
yeah.
I'm just joking, man. But y'all enjoy yourself. I appreciate my time.
Much love.
And I don't know if y'all recognize it or not, but while we've been sitting here, we missed a hell of a sunset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We missed a hell of a sunset.
We got the rapping, bro. We,
you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to catch that no more till tomorrow.
You right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's enjoy the moments that we have with each other. You feel
Absolutely.
Me?
Speaking of which, let's get a
we
picture, man.
We just enjoyed this sunset together, man.
Let's
right,
take a picture.
Right on.
We got Tip. We got Tiny. We got Bree Renee. And we got Carlos Miller. Straight from the backwoods, backstage lounge. And we are out of here.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.